right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Netflix has canceled the Tony Danza series, The Good Cop. Maybe the fact that you didn't even know there was a Tony Danza series called The Good Cop is why.
I didn't want to say anything, but I...
What?
What show is that? When did that come out?
Yeah, that's being canceled.
Oh.
I don't know of a lot of shows that actually get canceled on Netflix. No, no disrespect. I like Tony Danza, but didn't know it was even on.
Mm.
In the new A&E documentary that airs Sunday night, it's on Monica Lewinsky and the affair with Bill Clinton. She talks about the first time that Bill Clinton actually noticed her.
He spent time sort of standing there and held my hand longer than he should have and gave what others have described as the full Bill Clinton. It feels as if you're the only person standing there.
I have heard that many times about people who worked with him, congressmen, senators.
I would agree.
Yeah, and you met him.
I saw him speak publicly.
Right.
Actually, I shouldn't say publicly. It was a private thing. And the last time he came to Vegas as president.
Right.
And he truly was an amazing public speaker.
Yeah.
That actually, like she just said, made you feel like he was talking directly to you.
Right.
And then when we met him in our private moment, he's just that guy that can do that. He is amazing. Whether you like him or not, I'm not saying.
Absolutely. Oh, absolutely.
My political affiliation, but I will tell you, he is one of those guys that speaks to you and makes you feel like it's you and me.
Right. My friends Chris, Monica, they went to a function last year. It was funny because Chris said, it was great meeting him. He took a picture with everyone. He said he was truly friendlier to Monica than he was to me. Well, that's the full Bill Clinton right there.
Well, the partner I was working with at the time said the same thing.
Sure.
In fact, she said I would have done him and kept my mouth shut, that's just me.
Same here, Monica. That was the problem. She was too young. She was too young to keep her mouth shut.
Really?
Well, she did actually keep her mouth shut. Not in the literal sense at times, but in the literal sense, and then somebody else came out.
Right. And,
said,
there are those people that can do that have that magic.
Oh, absolutely.
So he was just one of them.
Well, Danica Patrick says that Aaron Rodgers has that magic. She gave a motivational speech yesterday in North Dakota. She said Aaron initially flirted with her by using movie lines, Mike, from Dumb and Dumber.
And that just swept her off her feet.
It did.
Wow.
She said he was putting out the vibe, Dumb and Dumber, lines from that. She said, and I actually just thought, you know what, this guy's really funny.
Yeah.
And they kind of became friends. And over about a year, they kept in touch, and she and him just finally, it was like, well, something's going on here. And, of course, they've been together ever since. Very happy, very much in love. And she loves good movie lines, and so he definitely picked the right ones. Dumb and Dumber, guys. Dumb and Dumber.
Who would have guessed?
Yeah. That is my painfully deep take for this hour, sponsored by Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee. 96.3 KKLZ.
Yeah.